country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome.
Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. You are tuned into the Friday edition, wrapping up the week of the Trump phenomenon. Here on October 20th, 2017, I'm James Kelso. The show is live. George is with us from the Atlantic coast. George, are you there? You might not be there quite yet. Well, he'll be here momentarily. Of course, we welcome you to join in the discussion tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You might as well carve that with your pen knife into the tabletop there, because that number stays the same, and that's the number you want to call when you, or you could have a tattoo of that number put on your forearm. 800-313-9443, so it make it easier for you to call into the show. We love your calls. And let's see where to start tonight. I think the best story of Friday, October 20th, is the California State Republican Convention, which starts today and runs. It runs through how far into the weekend? It runs through Sunday. Started today at noon. And that is, let's see, they're 2 hours behind us. So 6 hours ago, it started in California at the Anaheim Marriott Hotel. And Steve Bannon is the big event. That's what everybody's talking about. Steve Bannon scheduled to give the keynote address, not just a speech or a side breakout room. The keynote address, this is a big deal. I know days of yesteryear, the California Republican Party was one of the most conservative, one of the most right-wing wings of the Republican Party, but I don't think that's as true today as it was when I was a lad. But still a bastion. California, people give up on California. Don't do that. Interesting things about California. What state has the most patriots in it? Now, this hasn't been statistically studied, I don't think, in any particular way, but it's simply so obvious it's true. What state has more patriots than any other state? California, and it's not even close. Whoever might be in second, probably Texas, and then maybe Florida in third place. But California has more patriots like you. There are more listeners like you right now. There are more people in California listening to this show than in any other state. I know that because it's statistically, it has to be. Also, the state that raises the most money for our cause, a state that leads the way, sadly, in both good and in bad directions, sadly, but also in good directions. California is a leader state. It's also a media state. The Drudge Report got its start in Los Angeles. Breitbart got its start in Los Angeles. Andrew Breitbart was an assistant to Matt Drudge when he got the idea, working for Drudge, as to how he could create an a different kind of website that would add a twist that Matt Drudge hadn't yet achieved. And Steve Bannon, Breitbart died young, but Steve Bannon took the mantle, and he is fulfilling and expanding the dream of Andrew Breitbart. So Steve Bannon today. Now, any of you people out there in California that can give me any kind of an update or anything that's going on at the California convention, give me a link. I wanna drop in on that convention. Is anybody doing a live stream from the California convention? I'm going to endeavor to find that out over the next couple of minutes. And if it's happening, we will eavesdrop on the California convention. Let us look at some of the big news today. Right now, I'm running solo. There's George.
Here's a microphone check.
Oh, hi, microphone. Hi, George.
Sorry about that. James had a few equipment adventures in the last 24 hours. But here we are, and it's a great day on the East Coast.
Well, it's beautiful here, and should be for the rest of the week. And then we will probably say goodbye to fall as we start to taste winter here in this coldest region of America. That is...
It's cold. Hey, we got to talk about Chebaninsky.
Okay, go ahead.
Chebaninsky wants to run for president, James.
Well, who is he?
Chebaninsky. Give you a hint. He bought a basketball team from Ross Perot.
Okay, all right. Well, all right, fill me in more. I'm ignorant.
And his family changed his name so that it would sound... or acceptable. Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban wants to run for president. And on
his
what
real name is Chebaninsky. Everybody got that? Chebaninsky, Mr. Cuban, he's one of those folks that, well...
would he run as a Democrat?
He would run as a communist.
Okay. But, I mean, he's proposing a run for the Democratic nomination?
Yeah. He was all over Fox News last night. He's been tweeting every 20 minutes ever since then. He hates Donald Trump, and he hates us with a burning passion. And he's got a lot of money, and he's a disco guy. He's going to cook our goose in the next election, James. Chebaninsky, rock and roll.
The Republican state or the Democratic stable of candidates is so weak, so threadbare, so run down. This guy Cuban, another instance of that. They don't have any good candidates. Plus, even worse for them, they've institutionalized their communism, as you say, rightly, George. They've institutionalized that so that somebody like Jim Webb, Democrat of Virginia, I don't want to let this out or say it, a good candidate doesn't have a chance in the Democratic Party. A good candidate.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I mean, I missed Vietnam by a few years, but I served my time. I was in the military. What kind of head examination do we need for a patriotic American? What in the world, Jimmy Webb, are you doing in the other party? I know some good psychiatrists and psychologists. Maybe we can get through and help you. I know you're a combat guy, but babes, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah. Well, of course, the governor of West Virginia switched parties in a wonderful moment there. In West Virginia with Donald Trump, and maybe we'll get something like that. But the problem among the Democrats is that you have to be to get the Democratic nomination. It requires that you be more to the left than you need to be in the general election. So what a Democratic candidate does routinely is they run to the left, they try to out commie each other. Bernie and Hillary were doing that. Then when they get the nomination, they have to pivot to the right a little bit or to the center. They certainly don't go to the right, but go to the center a little bit and sound a little less communist. But a guy like Jim Webb or any other decent Democrat just gets wiped out at the primary phase because he can't go there. He can't go. He can't run against a Bernie Sanders or a Hillary Clinton when it comes to showing his communist credentials. Doesn't matter how well or better he would do than Hillary or Bernie in a general election. But let's not let that secret out too much. Let's not dwell on it, George, because we don't want to.
James Webb, then I'll drop it in a minute. Jim, you could be the governor of Virginia in the drop of a hat. Just declare yourself a GOP and run against Terry McAuliffe. You can't lose.
Yeah.
Now, I think McAuliffe's term limited, but you know, look at all the maggots that have run Virginia and are running it now. Except for Northern Virginia, Norfolk, it's a very conservative place.
Yes. Well, now the story I introduced while you were getting your microphone sorted out, George, is that Steve Bannon, keynote speaker at the Republican convention in Anaheim, the Anaheim Marriott, right now. Now, I don't know what hour Steve Bannon was scheduled to speak. So I'm going to, in our first break, I'm going to do my darndest to find that out for you. If any of you out there know, help us out. If you know when Bannon is scheduled to speak, or if you know if there's a link, if he has spoken, let's get it. 800-313-9443. But that's the hot story tonight. I think Steve Bannon is going to knock their socks off at the Republican convention. It's an amazing evidence as to how much Steve Bannon really is, as Sebastian Gorka said a few weeks ago, the second most powerful man in America. And that would make him also the second most powerful man in the world, I believe. What he's doing is taking over. Rush Limbaugh has acknowledged it. Steve Bannon is taking over the entire Republican Party from within. He's overthrowing the neocon, stick-in-the-mud, Mitch McConnell types, and taking them on en masse, challenging all of them in the Senate race coming up in November of 2018. That's only, you know, let's just call it 12 months away now. And that's going to be what an exciting election that's going to be. I have to do this all from memory. I should have it up on my board right in front of me. But there are 33, check my facts, anybody out there if I'm off by a number or two. There are 33 Senate seats up for grabs. Let me remember here. 23 of them are Democrats. Oh, that is such a piece of great luck for patriots. 23, not half of them, 23 of them. And only that leaves 10. Well, two of the remaining 10 are independents, Vermont and Maine. Those are essentially Democrats. So it's really 25 Democrats, only 8 Republicans running. And Steve Bannon is going to primary all of them except Senator Ted Cruz. So 7 of the 8 Republicans are going to get primaried, a new verb in our lexicon, by Steve Bannon. And they're going to get the treatment that Luther Strange got in Alabama at the hands of Judge Roy Moore. Steve Bannon is out there beating the bushes to find some more Judge Roy Moores. And he demonstrated in Alabama, he's able to win. Of course, it wasn't just Steve Bannon. It's all of us. But Bannon is, you know, is up there at the front of the cavalry there. He was able to beat Luther Strange. He's demonstrated he can beat him with a 10-to-1 disadvantage in funding. Ooh, that's wonderful. Strange had 32 million. Moore had less than 3 million. And Moore didn't just beat Strange. He pounded him by more than 9 percentage points. Wasn't even close. So, and I would say Moore was pulling away when they hit the wire. So all is very good. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at a few stories here before we hit the break. My chance to try to track down Steve Bannon. The great story. Breitbart's really developing this one. The Clintons are getting sucked into Russiagate beautifully. Evidence is coming out, really strong evidence linking Bill and Hillary to massive corruption in the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. Hey, Robert Mueller, Suck on that lemon, buddy. And of course, you know, Robert Mueller looks like he's got a lemon in his mouth all the time. But this is really, you know, bitter for him, because in order to, you know, the little whatever minor, you know, traffic citations he might be able to find on somebody who knows somebody who knew somebody who once talked to Donald Trump. You know, if he's going to go down that rabbit hole, he's got Hillary and Bill staring him right in his ugly eyeballs with their billion-dollar corruption with Russia. So, Bob Mueller, hey, be my guest, because you're going to have to issue a big, fat indictments against Bill and Hillary and a whole bunch of people around them, and indictments that will put them in jail for a long time. So, Bob Mueller, I think, is kind of wishing, probably not sleeping at night, wishing nobody had ever appointed him to be special counsel on the so-called Russiagate, which it turns out to be a Democratic scandal, not a Republican one. Let's see, another story. The Breitbart coverage here is that the former President Bill Clinton asked permission from then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's State Department to meet with Russian nuclear officials at a time when the Obama administration was considering a deal to allow a Russian state-owned company to purchase 20% of the U.S. domestic uranium production. That went through, and the hundreds of millions went pouring into the Clinton Foundation from the people involved in the deal, but we sold a fifth of our uranium to Russia. What's wrong with that picture, huh, folks?
Well, I like Vladimir, but I'm not sure I like him that much and I want to give him 20% of all my fissionable uranium.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm Vladimir Putin, I don't know that I can really fault the guy. If Hillary, in order to come up with a couple $100 million for her slush fund, is willing to give away a fifth of our uranium, if I'm Vladimir Putin, it's, you know, hey, that's America's problem. That's a lot of good uranium. I'll take it. And he did. So now where it gets a little iffy for Vladimir Putin is if there's any personal corruption involved. If he did that for the sake of Russia, that was actually a patriotic act on his part. If any of that money found its way into the coffers of people associated with Vladimir Putin or he himself, then that's a different story. But I don't have any evidence in that regard at all. And of course, this investigation is about I guess part of it is about Vladimir Putin. Let's look at another headline here. This is what Breitbart's got. Bannon's California speech has Republicans in California, the neocons, nervous, of course. Here's the Mark Cuban story you brought to us, George, that he's hinting at a 2020 presidential run, I guess hinting very hard. Let's see here.
Mr. Cuban is not the most, genial fellow.
Yep.
It wouldn't break my heart if he was the one who's really going to take it all and try to run for president. Bring it on, Mr. Chibidinsky.
Yeah, no, Cuban is a real weakling as a presidential candidate. We got a couple strong callers here, Andy in Texas and Tom in Florida. Let us go to you, Andy, in Texas.
Hello?
Yes, Andy, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Okay, do we, all three of us here, do we agree that Donald Trump is the most powerful man in the world right now?
Yes.
Okay, so being the most powerful man in the world, how come we have not come up with some sort of charges against the Clintons, the Bushes, and all these
people?
Okay,
that's a good question. It's a good question, Andy. We'll answer it right after this break. Good question.
All right.
For the the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. Andy in Texas. Andy asked the question, why haven't we got an indictment against Hillary? Donald Trump's been in office almost 10 months. And that's a good question, Andy. It'd be wonderful to have an indictment against her. I would say the main reason that's not there is the what Steve Bannon referred to as the viciousness of the attacks against Donald Trump that he has had to field. He has not been able to go on offense as much as he would like because he has been hit left, right, and center every day by vicious attacks, which he has to fend off. So he has to fend off investigations against him. He has to fend off Bob Mueller. He has to fend off the media every day. So he's been hamstrung would be my main thought there. Andy, and I'll say this about Hillary. There's plenty of time to go after her. I think Donald Trump's priority, he said this right out on the day of the election when he won. He gave a sort of a charitable, a charitable gesture to Hillary, so to speak, in saying, look, going after you is not my priority. Saving the country is my priority. Whether Hillary is in jail or gets to be a martyr in jail, I think that's one of his considerations, Andy, is that going after Hillary right away, right out of the box, instead of going after cutting our taxes, instead of going after securing peace, instead of going after saving our jobs or building a wall, that would be viewed as being mean-spirited and also not important to America. It's not important to America that Hillary go to jail. I don't know. What do you think of that, Andy? Do you think I touched an answer there at all?
Well, no, actually, you kind of did. But, I mean, do we agree that Donald Trump's life's in danger with this deep state and all this stuff that's been going on? That he's pretty much in danger. I mean, if he steps out of line, they're going to knock him down, right?
Well, not if he steps out of line, they'll knock him down. I think Donald Trump, this is a measure of his courage. He's not in line. He's not being in line.
Well,
trust me, he's not in line. But let me finish my idea. Every minute of the day, I believe Donald Trump is in greater physical danger than perhaps any other person on earth.
Well, then why doesn't he, I mean, if there's a shot that he might lose his life, I mean, back in 1987 with Oprah Winfrey, he said, you know, if I felt my country was in danger, yeah, I would run for president. But other than that, I haven't thought about it. And he did, and he won. And so he obviously thinks that his country's in danger. So now he's put in danger. And so if you are in danger of being eliminated, why wouldn't you... I'm just playing devil's advocate. I am a Trump supporter. I think he's a much better president than anybody who was running at the time. I'm glad he got in. I'm happy.
I can tell you're a Trump man. Yes.
Yeah. Well why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he just roll out the dang Constitution, throw it on the table after he got his cabinet together, and say, "Here's the rule book, fellas. Clean house." I mean, if your life is in danger right off the bat. So I'm a bit disappointed in him.
Well, Andy, he's not holding off on prosecuting Hillary in order to protect himself. That isn't even any kind of a thought.
I didn't think that. No.
What he's doing is he's putting first things first. He's putting America first, and putting Hillary in jail really isn't an America first priority. That'd be America second or third. It'd be nice to see her in jail, but it would be a firestorm. I mean, it would be an all-consuming story. If Hillary were on trial right now, there would be no – she would dominate the news. She'd be on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The left would be making a martyr out of her.
She's weeping bitterly, Jamie.
Yeah. She's such a self-destructive person. She's on her pathetic worldwide speaking tour, pushing her book. I mean, this lady – doesn't have a clue. She entitles her book "What Happened," and of course, everyone who hears the title hears a question
mark.
Yeah, you lost. You lost. Yeah, and you know, I mean, what a stupid title! What a clueless, vicious woman.
Well,
Andy.
Well, one more thing.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Andy, we're running into the break. Let's take one more thing from you right after the break, and then we'll go to Tom. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And we're going to give Andy one more thing. Andy, what else was on your mind?
Well, you know, Donald Trump, you know, his campaign trail, he got tons of turnout. I mean, you know, you got Hillary Clinton who got 35 people one time. I think 23 of them were part of her staff, you know, for her campaign trail. And then you got Donald Trump with tens of thousands of people showing up for his stuff. And one of the things that happened there was they had several minutes of lock her up on several different occasions. Lock her up, yes. Lock her up, lock yes. her up. So
every
I'm thinking,
event.
You know, yeah, absolutely. And so I'm thinking, you know, a priority, in my opinion, because people know that the government's completely out of control and stuff. And so somebody makes a mess of themselves, like the Hillary Clinton and the Clinton and the Bushes
well,
and stuff.
I hear you.
They need to be
you.
Made an example
yeah.
of. And
I,
so
I
he
you,
can
I
be, re- if he would have, if he would have went after Clinton immediately, he'd be reelected in 4 years from now in an instantaneous moment, because that's what people focus on, that we had this criminal bee-scratch she's unhuman.
Yeah, but Andy, you're like a bunch of patriots out there. You've never been dragged through a big court proceeding, okay? And I'm just speaking through my hat here, but the point is this. The way things work, this kind of thing works, Hillary would be in court for 2 years, guaranteed, 2 years. And it
Let's
would be
drag it through it.
Well, but see, do you want to go through that? No news about anything else. Wall to wall, 24/7.
I know, and at the end, she'll be acquitted.
Well, yeah, that could happen too. But the point is this. Donald Trump, I love the man. He wants to get on to the business of America. He wants to put America first. So he's setting the priorities right. And plus, he's on the defensive because unlike any man who's ever taken the office, he has been attacked, is being attacked personally by through his family.
Yes, he has.
His businesses, everything. He's taking a shellacking, I assure you. He doesn't have any connection to his businesses really anymore. Oh, my gosh, the billions that he surely has lost, having his hand at the tiller. Yes, go ahead.
Last point. I mean, if I was a billionaire, I wouldn't even seek the office of it. So he did sacrifice a lot to go get this position. And so that's one of my biggest admirable points about this gentleman, is that he could have just rode off into the sunset and been on a Caribbean island right now, sipping Mai Tais or whatever. He doesn't drink, I understand that, but you know what I'm saying? He could just be relaxing right now, but that's why I like that 87 interview with Oprah. So I kind of expected more after watching that. And you know what? He's got 3.5 more years to go, or 3.25 more years
to go. 7 years and 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But
don't worry. Yeah, he's going to get reelected. Don't worry. That's going
to
happen.
He has to stay with his base, though. He has to stay with his base. And at some point, we have to see some sort of charge against the Clintons.
Okay. All right. Well, I think
all right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Andy, thank you. Love you, brother. All righty. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on.
Hi, Dave. Hi, George. Listen, to your last caller, Andy, let him know that Donald Trump's legacy is going to last over 100 years. So, you know what? That's a 100-year legacy with Donald Trump, what he's doing to save this country. But here's what I want to get to, James. Let's talk about the three Ws. You got Wiener, you got Weinstein, and you got Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Blabbermouth Schultz. And I'm going to talk about Blabbermouth Schultz with this, what's this crazy black lady, it's calling Trump out. What's her name? I can't think of her name right now. Wilson. Another Wilson. A bunch of W's. You got all these W rats. Wilson's and Wieners and the Weinstein and the other Wasserman.
Now you got George W. Bush.
Yeah, he's another rat. But here's the thing, James. This Wasserman Schultz and this Wilson, they're real tight buddies. I don't know if you know that. And Wasserman Schultz actually should be in jail. Debbie Wasserman Schultz should be put in jail for those sneaky crap she's been getting away with. And if you look at it, James, this is a Zionist occupational plant.
Tom, here's the thing. And this goes to the point I was giving to Andy in Texas. The wheels of justice turn very slowly, and I assure you, Jeff Sessions is cranking those wheels of justice, and they're going to grind up Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They're going to grind up the Clintons, but it takes a long time. You got to get everything right. You got to nail it all down, and so that is all going to happen. I wouldn't worry about that. And Weinstein, he's going down. He's already got his tit in the ringer of the gears of justice, and he is toast. So the indictments against him are going to be astonishing. He's going to jail. That aspect of the Trump administration, when Jeff Sessions fully unloads on these guys. But remember, it takes months and months, years possibly, but it takes months and months to get up all the evidence and so on. You got to have all your ducks in a row before you file the indictment. But go ahead. Last thought.
Okay,
Tom.
James.
Last thought.
I got some information for you and George. I don't know if you heard this. I have a good friend of mine who was in Gainesville yesterday. The guy Spencer was up there having a speech on the campus of Gainesville. Now, James, I'm going to tell you what my friend told me. Okay, he told me that 25% of the women in that college go with black males. They're actually trying to do that. Zog is trying to make it where all these white women are having children with these black males. 25% of elite.
Wait a minute, Tom. I love you, brother. But what does that have to do with the Spencer speech in Gainesville?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. He was giving a speech talking about, you know, how the white whites have got to stick together or we're going to lose our race. And he's saying that. But in the meantime, you got all you got. Well, my point is this, James, with you, the white women. Well,
let me get that area. Yeah, well, okay, it's not 25% of white women anywhere.
Well, that's what my friend told me. I don't believe it's that high either, James. I'm with you.
No, it's not.
I'd say maybe 10%, but he's saying it's like 20%.
Not 10%.
James, I'm just telling what my friend, he lives right in Gainesville, okay? He was up in Gainesville. He sees a lot of crap up there.
I talked with a friend in Gainesville today on the phone. He said, boy, the ladies here in Gainesville are beautiful, and they really are. But here's the
California, James, got beautiful white women in California. You see what's going on over there.
Tom, thank you very much. Let me go off on another topic right now. I'm just going to take the microphone. And I'll just talk about Gainesville for a second. Richard Spencer only had, I counted them, 20 supporters there, 20. They were all shoulder to shoulder together. In the front of the auditorium there, all wearing the same white shirt, except a couple ladies who weren't in white shirts. Three of those people are now under arrest. One of them shot at one of the protester people after the event, after Zig Heiling. These people who were with Spencer in his row there were Zig Heiling. Somebody hit a car with something, and then the guy got out of the car and shot. Fortunately, nobody was hit. But those guys are in jail. Those are Spencer supporters in jail, Zig Heiling. And here's the point I'm going to make. The worst thing that happened to the pro-white movement in the last half century is the Nazi element. That poisoned the pro-white movement and kept it from growing. I'm the guy that's been saying this for 20 years. And finally, it's catching on. You can be on the Hitler train or you can be on the Trump train, but you cannot be on both.
And James, I have a commentary about I'm going to jump in because there's a hero in this, and yes, his name is Governor Scott. So he spent tens of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on security, and the whole thing went by without a catastrophe like Charlottesville. So my hat's off to Governor Scott of Florida.
Okay, well, I'll agree with you on that. But my point is this, is that Richard Spencer has had a number of events where he's Zig Heiled. He's said, let's party like it's 1933. A whole bunch of references to the Third Reich. This person, James Fields in Charlottesville, a Nazi, his group openly proclaiming themselves to be fascist. The new leader of that, let's see. No, that he wasn't on the stage. But the point is this. Donald Trump, the Third Reich, Hitler-loving element, has been in a backwater of a tiny microscopic movement which never had any success. And the reason it never had any success is that the American people don't want anything to do with the Third Reich. They don't want anything to do with Adolf Hitler. What would have worked all along is red-blooded American patriotism. It would have worked in 1946, 1956, 66, 76, 86, 96, and it worked in 2016. Red-blooded American patriotism that has nothing to do with Hitler. That's what Trump brought to the American, white America, and they loved it, and they voted for it. Now,
Fox News hasn't touched it. You'd never even know it was happening. I mean, I followed it, and I'm not going to talk about it. However, well, Fox News hasn't had it. You'd never even know that the event happened. So I think they get it, and they're with you.
Yes, and folks, as Yogi Berra says, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. There's a fork in the road for the pro-white movement. One way in the fork is red-blooded American patriotism. End of story. No hidden Hitler, no Third Reich admiration, no subterfuge at all. Honest dealing, pro-white, pro-American, red-blooded, the kind of patriotism your grandparents held in their heart, your great-grandparents, their great-grandparents, my ancestors on the Mayflower, my ancestors at Jamestown, That's their kind of patriotism. That's always worked. It will always work. The other fork in the road is some sort of, you know, a Third Reich program that, as long as the pro-white movement was microscopic, nobody noticed what a failure that was. Donald Trump's success has forced the issue. I said this over a year ago on this show. Thank God Donald Trump has forced the issue. And so you've got people out there saying, whoa, we elected. But Richard Spencer said that we willed Donald Trump's victory, that he, you know, others who are Hitler admirers willed his victory. No, created a big problem and really hurt Donald Trump. You didn't help elect him. You really hurt him. And the association, it's been the SPLC's playbook number one for decades. Associate the pro-white cause with Hitler and you kill it. You prevent it from growing. You stop it in its tracks. If you can associate the pro-white movement with Hitler. Well, if you've got people in the pro-white movement who actually admire Adolf Hitler, the SPLC's job is a piece of cake. All they have to do is publicize these people. And it destroys the possibility of it becoming what Trump turned it into, something that 63 million, almost all white Americans voted for, America First, the program, the winning program Charles Lindbergh had back in 1939 when he wrote Aviation, Geography, and Race in Reader's Digest. Edison had the program. Henry Ford had the program. All the American patriots, all of your great grandparents, folks, had this program. And it's our natural program. It's that red-blooded American patriotism. And that's the fork in the road, folks. It's here. And some folks are going to go down, are going to get on the Hitler train and sail off into the sunset because they're not going to be able to get onto the Trump train. And I'm on the Trump train. That's why I created this show, The Trump Phenomenon. Let's go to another topic. Oh, I've got one here. I came up with this. I actually got into the California Republican website, and and by the way, I'll just give you another detail. One of the guys on the stage yesterday with Richard Spencer was Mike Enoch. Okay, I have listeners to this show who call me and told me I was in a bar with Mike Enoch when he was Zig Heiling. This is in the last 30 days. You know, I was in a bar with Mike Enoch because he's Zig Heiling in the bar. Milo Yiannopoulos' email account just got hacked, and an email video in his account came out of Richard Spencer Zig Heiling back in April of 2017?
We got it. Let's move on to the next topic,
okay.
James.
All right. But Enoch was on the stage with Spencer today. And, I mean, it's like, it's what happened in Charlottesville. A speakers list that was National Socialist from top to bottom. 10 speakers, National Socialist supporters, all of them. Matt Heimbach, openly National Socialist. Proud of it. That's, you know, I like the fact that there's a divorce happening. Those of us that believe in red-blooded American patriotism and despise Adolf Hitler, we'll go down one track. You guys who love Adolf Hitler, you just go right on down that with your little tiny group of people, go down that track. But stop the subterfuge of trying to confuse the two things. Red-blooded American patriotism existed before Adolf Hitler was born. And it's ours. We don't owe anything to this psychopath who killed more white people than any person who's ever lived and did more damage to the white race than any person who's ever lived. I'd love to debate that topic with Richard Spencer, with Mike Enoch, or any of these other guys. I would love if they could come on this show and debate it with me. Open mic. You can come on the show, Richard, and debate with me. Name someone who did more damage to the white race than Adolf Hitler. And then I'll ask you some questions about your admiration of Adolf Hitler and that of your friends. Steve Bannon, no admirer of Adolf Hitler, Steve Bannon, I got the schedule. He's going to speak at the dinner at the Republican convention tonight. They're 2 hours behind us. So it's now 8:49 here. It's 6:49 there. They're just getting the tables set there at the Anaheim Hotel. And their banquet will begin at 7:30 Pacific Coast time. That's in 40 minutes. And the way those things usually run, they'll probably eat for an hour. And then Steve Bannon will take the podium and give them a rock'em, sock'em speech that will knock our socks off. You can count on it. We'll cover it in this show on Sunday, 3 hours. And I think it will take most of 3 hours to cover what Steve Bannon says tonight at the Republican convention. We got a little break here, then our final segment. Maybe we can squeeze in a phone call. See you in a bit.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was wrong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times over for good?
Well, sad we don't have Merle Haggard with us anymore. We're here on our last segment of the Trump phenomenon, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Take a look at our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And you can call me anytime at 701-317-5317 to talk about anything pertaining to the future of our people and saving our people, all of which we have an absolutely sacred moral duty to dedicate ourselves to. And my last point there made about the Hitler nonsense. The moral responsibility, the people who promoted Hitler, who killed the movement for half a century, the moral responsibility is on you, my friends. You killed the growth of a pro-white movement by advocating something that any a middle school kid could figure out is a dead loser, a 90-degree straight into the ground trajectory, trying to sell Hitler to the American people, to the British people, to the French people, to the German people. The Germans hate Hitler, not because they were brainwashed, but because they were dragged through the most destructive event in the history of the white race by this crazy man who initiated that war that killed the flower of Europe, killed almost 500,000 Americans, 12 million Germans. How many million Russians? More than 20 million? All of it insane. On September 1st, 1939, Europe was at peace until one man, without consulting any parliament, without any consultation from any people, including the German people, on his own crazy initiative, started World War II. And anybody that wants to debate that with me on their show or this show, I'm eager to take you on. If you're serious, if you're smart and you're eager, and you're capable, not a complete clown, I'd love to debate you. Let's see here, George. Pretty soon I'll get excited.
Happy Friday night, James.
Yeah. Sunday, folks. Sunday's going to be a great show because we'll be able to talk about. Obviously the speech hasn't occurred yet. Bannon is going to blow the roof off, I predict, in Anaheim in just a few short minutes. We'll talk about it on Sunday, 3 hours. See you then.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.